I use three different calendars to run my entire life. One is a consulting calendar to get consulting clients and bigger projects. Two is a quick call calendar. So let's say there's someone on the internet you just want to have a quick conversation with, send them this calendar, meet up, easy. And then finally, the third is the Hangout calendar. Now this is for my personal friends and people coming into town that are like, hey, you want to grab coffee? And instead of texting back and forth, I can just send them this calendar. So these are the three different calendars I'm talking about. Now, they look pretty much the same, but they do different things and have different purposes. So I'm personally using a software called Go High Level, and this is like a track people over the long run. In my previous life, I would use a calendar software, and it never just kept track of the leads. So all the consulting clients and people I met, I just kind of forgot, and I have to go back through email and find them. Now, at least whenever I do this, these are put into a CRM, so I can do something with them later, at least track who I've talked to before. So the consulting calendar, this is just a normal calendar, and I set these for Tuesdays. Now these are paid consultation calls. I personally charge $750 for a 1 hour call. Now, what people get on that call is if they just want to ask me a question about emails, writing copy, have me review a web page, something like that. A lot of times people don't need an entire consulting contract or anything. So they're just like, can I just hop on the phone with you real quick? And so for that reason, I have this paid consult hour. I send people the link, they schedule it, they buy it, the money gets transferred, and then we have a 1 hour call. Usually these calls are done over Google Hangouts. I prefer this because I do a lot of copywriting, a lot of marketing kind of stuff, and it's best if we just see each other's screens. It makes everything 10 times easier if you just see each other's screens. So when someone books one of these, they get an email right away that invites them to it. And then also it says, thanks for scheduling a consult. Is there anything you'd like me to know before the call? Now, usually don't need much, but feel free to add anything here such as copy, website links, or questions. You can send it to nevmed@gmail.com. They then send me their stuff, and then I have that to review before the call. So I'm not looking at their webpage for the first time, or I'm not looking at their emails for the first time. I go through and read them and give some feedback beforehand. Now, the funny thing about this little calendar form, this little consulting form, is that yes, I get these $750 an hour consults, and that's cool. I'll take $750 to trade an hour of my time. However, what it often leads to is something much larger. So a lot of times a company is like, they want to ask me some questions about consulting with me or doing a larger project with me or a team. And so I tell them, you know what, buy a consulting hour, maybe we could solve your entire problem in 1 hour, or we could talk about a larger project and I'll consider this part of the payment for that. And so a lot of times we'll talk, we'll chat, we'll do work, and then people come back and say, I want to do a much larger project. And then, you know, that pricing becomes very different. And then we do a much larger project. But those are all funneled through this simple little form by offering a consult form. So instead of a big contract and stuff right away and scaring people away, this is a way to just dip their toe in the water, see if they like me, see if they like working with me and my team, and then go further. The second thing I use all the time is the quick phone call calendar. Now, what this is I'm on X or Instagram and I post videos on YouTube, and sometimes I meet cool people there, especially on X for some reason. And sometimes I'll say, hey, you know, I'll just reach out and DM them and say, hey, do you want to just get on a call? You know, maybe someone I've interacted with a bunch. And, you know, it's like we have this like kind of casual friendship online just through Twitter or something. But it's like, can we deepen that friendship somehow? So say, hey, you want to hop on a quick call? And the biggest problem with this is scheduling the back and forth. Hey, when are you busy? I got to pick up my kids at this time, da, 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 da. Instead, I just send them my calendar and they pick a time to get on a 30-minute call with me. The third calendar I use, and a lot of people make fun of me for this, but I'm telling you, it saves so much time and really, really helps foster in-person friendships, is the Hangout calendar. So this is literally a calendar I will send to my personal friends. Now, before you make fun of me, like, oh, my personal friend, you're sending your personal friends a Calendly Hangout, I would never do that. You know what? A lot of my friends are busy. A lot of my friends have kids. A lot of my friends run companies. And sometimes it's just difficult to hang out because we don't know what time we're each free. And sometimes my friends are free the whole day on a Tuesday, but I wouldn't know about that, so I wouldn't invite them out. Instead, I say, hey, you wanna hang out? This shows the different times that I'm available. And I usually put Monday and Tuesday because those are kind of like days I might have some time to like go to a coffee shop. And I also put a coffee shop that's really close to my place. And I put that as the default. So when they sign up for a time, it enters the place as a specific coffee shop. And in the description, it says, I'm happy to go wherever you want, but this is a cool place. It has beer, it has wine, it has tacos, it has coffee. Basically, it has everything for everyone. It's a very casual environment. So this hangout calendar, I can't tell you how many times some of my friends are like, dude, let's hang out soon. But you know what happens when that happens. Oh my God, I can't hang out during that time. Oh, I'm taking a trip over here. But then I'm taking a trip over here. It gets too complicated. Just send a scheduling link. It literally eliminates 45 back and forth text messages trying to schedule something. So this has saved myself a lot of time with scheduling with very busy friends. The other thing is, a lot of people will come into town. So people I know from the internet or friends that just don't live in the same city, they'll come into town and they don't know their own schedule sometimes. So I say, you know what? Here's my link. If you want to hang out on a Monday or Tuesday, here's a link, schedule a time, I'll be there, right? And they also don't know the city as well sometimes. So this automatically puts in a coffee shop and they're like, cool, that's the place, right? It has saved a ton of time and helped me actually meet a lot more people that roll through Austin. And I'm just like, well, if you're coming for a conference, why don't you fill this out whenever you figure out your schedule? Bam, we figure something out. Anyways, those are the three calendars that just save me so much time. I use them all the time and they totally serve a purpose. Once again, I put everything into Go High Level. You can also use Calendly or something like this. The problem with some of the other services is that they don't collect the leads. Whereas Go High Level is actually a CRM and it has a piece of scheduling software on top of it. So I prefer to use that. So anyways, that's what I use to save a ton of time, make clients and keep friends, maintain friendships, make new friendships. It's really cool. Try out the three calendars for yourself. My name is Neville Dodaro. Talk to you later.